Hey guys, this is Christians in the Gritty. Life is hard.
And man, we've lived it.
We sure have. We are just two sisters doing our best to please God through it all.
And having fun doing it.
Woo!
I don't think all you listeners realize how much we appreciate your guys' support and everything that we are going and doing. But also, there's one person that we really want to thank that we haven't thanked enough is Carolyn. You know who you are. She helped us get started on this, and we just can't believe how it has gone so far.
Yeah, like just how far everything has come, and just for the glory of God, the people we have heard from, who either recently someone said they enjoyed hearing us laugh.
Yeah, and I've heard that before too.
And that just cracks me up too, because I'm like, my kids make fun of that.
I was just going to say that. My kids like,
Even that is just like so awesome to hear.
Yeah.
But I just love like hearing people breaking down walls and just, I don't know, just provoking thought in people to get them to study the Bible. And and so Carolyn led us to that for sure.
Well, the Holy Spirit first led us to that. And I'm going to tell you, I might have broken down in the last podcast prayer, but like God thinking that we're worthy enough for that.
Yeah.
Is crazy. And then you to invite me, like I sent a text message the other day. I was like, thank you so much for inviting me on this journey with you and having the confidence that we were good enough to do it. This is Melissa.
And Christina. But the funny thing is I really don't have the confidence for that.
Well, the Holy Spirit must have been shining it through.
Okay.
And then we, after that, we had said, hey, if I run into Carolyn and she, and somehow we have like a connection and interaction, then I'm supposed to talk to her about helping us.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a track meet for my daughter's boyfriend, and the first person I run into as I'm walking, Carolyn. Yeah. And then I'm thinking, okay, that's just a coincidence. This is her school. She does teach here, you know. He does go to her school. This is their home meet. And then she came up and sat with me, and she doesn't always do that. So it was like, I'm sitting there looking at her and being weird. I'm like, I just got to tell you after we left, I just got to tell you why I was being so weird. And this is why. She's like, yes, we need to do it. And she just supported us. And without her, I don't think we would have gotten there. We would have struggled.
She was really pushing us to do it.
And taught us a lot.
Yeah.
She teaches a podcast class at her school.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we knew that we would come to her. I guess we should probably mention that.
It just all fit together.
Yeah, it did.
And God just puts those people in your path that you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So friendships are amazing.
Yeah, they are. So, not only that is now we are going to become, I'm not going to speak about, you know, the thing yet that it's coming, but we have been asked to become speakers. And that, again, I don't feel equipped for.
Yeah.
But
we'll see where it leads after. You say to become speakers, but I'm thinking to speak at an event.
We were, once you speak at an event, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where God's leading us, though.
Yeah. And especially because another friend. Because you had a confirmation about that.
Too. Yes. Someone came and said we were supposed to be speakers, and that was our confirmation to do speak, you know.
Yeah.
And you know who else God used?
Who?
Our brother who doesn't believe yet. Yet. When I was over there, he was telling me, because we were wanting to go one day, maybe going into video.
Yeah.
And he didn't know that. We had just talked about it the day we recorded. And then I went over to mom and dad to get the kids. And dad called Scott over. And he's telling me how I need to download this thing. And we and all these things to be able to go into video. And I said, hey, Scott, isn't it funny how you don't believe in God, but he's still using you. So we love you too, Scott, and we do thank you for all the support, because he doesn't believe this, but yet he's still supporting us. And isn't it important, those people in your lives?
Yes, it is. And I just think, too, when we talked about just being equipped and having confidence, that friends are just, like, the most amazing people. And so, like, I know, you know, we grew up together and we're sisters, yes, but, like, God has definitely forged a friendship there.
Yeah.
And, like, we're able to do these kind of things and just go through life together. And I think our faith becomes stronger because of one another.
Yes, it does. We definitely feed off of each other's strengths.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? We didn't always like each other very much.
Yeah, she was really mean to me.
She was really annoying. She was 4 years younger than I was, and I had her with me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really feel like once you were in high school, especially like your junior, senior year, especially your senior year.
Yeah.
Like we started becoming really close.
Because we weren't around each other as much. Think about it. I was always at my boyfriend's house. But I always loved you. Busy with
school and sports and whatnot.
You got to even think back to when I was mean to you. I was the only one allowed.
Yeah.
I was in charge of you and you did what I said. And no one else was mean to you, or I'd throw you in the stones. Like, that really happened.
Yeah. She would do that to them, but she would pick me up by my head. Yeah. I mean,
I had anger issues. I did.
I was just too small.
Yeah.
Like, my weapon was like
your claws. My
fingernails.
I have scars.
Yeah.
I think that's every sibling, though, because you know what? My brother, who was above me, beat me up all the time. And then that's the only way I knew to show your authority.
And my brothers were always nice to me.
Because that gap.
Except Josh tried to give me
a swirly.
Yes. I was going to say swirly, but for some reason that didn't sound
right. She's making the sign for swirls. And I'm like, it's called a swirly.
Okay.
I still love her.
Yeah. So I don't think he was ever actually going to do it. He would pretend every time and just get me over the toilet.
He was laughing behind your back. I have a flash of a memory, I never remembered it till this moment. He was laughing, I do believe, because he just thought he just liked to see you freak out.
So he was mean to me.
Duh.
Ugh. It's all right. I got broader shoulders than I did then.
Yeah. I never worried about being in a fight.
Yeah.
Even though he was littler, he was my size. But yeah.
I don't know how he had so much power, though.
He was very strong. Yeah. He still is.
Made me mad. And then he'd be like, oh, you weigh more than me. And I'm like, seriously? Seriously, Josh? He could beat the crap out of me if he wanted.
Yeah.
He did very punch strong sometimes.
See? No.
That was when I was older, though.
Siblings.
Oh.
But yes, those people in your life are so important. I don't know what I would do without, like, Christian fellowship or just people who support us in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So this says Proverbs 17:17, a friend is always loyal and a brother is born to help in time of need. Aw. But, you know, and yeah, I would say,
thanks, Scott. No, I'm just kidding.
Your brother in your family, but also your brother in Christ. So that's super special. That just fit in very well.
Mm-hmm.
But and then, like, just Jonathan and David, their friendship was so powerful, right?
Yeah.
And in order, like, I mean, God could fulfill his will any way that he wanted, right? But he definitely used Jonathan to help David so much.
Yeah, they had that fellowship for sure. Like, God used Jonathan so much. He could definitely see, you know, God. Well, the Holy Spirit was in him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Holy Spirit was in only a few people then, and David was one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was so cool. Okay, anyway. So There's just this little, okay, I'll read 1 Samuel 18:3. It says, and Jonathan made a solemn pact with David because he loved him as he loved himself. And man, that's really how we should love our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, oh my goodness, you know what so-and-so did? I was going to use a name and I'm like, no, I know a person with that name. So I don't.
It's not for real. It's not really you.
So, you know what they did yesterday? Oh my gosh. Like, yeah. You know, we shouldn't be talking about our friends like that. We should always be like having love toward them and, you know, them the same to us. But there is a little commentary here. It says, some friendships are fleeting and some are lasting. True friendships are glued together with bonds of loyalty and commitment. They remain intact despite changing external circumstances. So, I mean, yeah, we do sometimes have short-term friendships, but the ones that are lasting, like,
mm-hmm.
from the time they began, are just amazing.
Yeah, and God puts people in our lives for a short time sometimes because we need them right then.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they need us.
Yeah.
And just because they're not still there doesn't mean that they weren't true friends.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that. I'm not saying it means that either. But
yeah.
But it's meant for that time and that season.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't mean you really had to have a falling out or anything.
Right. But mm-hmm. yeah, but you're right. The people that have, like, been there through it all, like, that's why sometimes I find myself almost gossiping to you, but am I? Because I feel like I'm speaking to my conscience. Like, tell me I'm right or wrong. Like, but it's okay sometimes, I think, to have that one person or something that you confide in the things that you wouldn't go around spreading.
And you just said it, confide. You're confiding in someone. You're looking for advice, mm-hmm. right? And which I think it's important to look for advice where you're not going to get the answer you want,
mm-hmm.
but the answer that God wants you to hear.
I know. She tells me too.
And she does me too. But yeah, so that's not the same as gossiping.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels like it because I feel like I vent to you too because you're also that
person. I'm not going to say we never gossip. Yeah, I won't say that, but I do think that when we start to get that way, we go,
are we gossiping right now?
Yeah.
We do that.
We do kind of hold each other accountable in it. Or even ourselves, we go, oh no. Like, I shouldn't be saying that.
Am I just talking this person down instead of actually, like, seeking advice? But sometimes maybe we should just be going to God when we feel like that vent.
Yeah.
We should be venting to God before we go seek that counsel.
Yeah.
I struggle. Like, I will be like, I'm going to go pray about it now after I done vented to you.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think we definitely do that in the opposite way we're supposed to. It should be, I'm going to go vent to God and then reveal what I'm supposed to talk to Christina about. And let her, through the Holy Spirit, reveal to me what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell me and I'm not seeing. You know?
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Or am I even supposed to go to you about it?
Yeah. But maybe that's when, a lot of times when you pray and then you feel better afterwards, you don't need to go to them then.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But it's hard. Gossip is hard when you're really close to a person.
Yeah.
Because, like, she was just going to tell me something earlier, and then she's like, crap, that I actually cannot tell you. And I was like, well, fine then.
I know. I feel like that happens sometimes. Because then you really want to know more.
I know. I'm like, now I need to figure out really why.
Sorry.
But at the same time, it doesn't feel like I'm telling someone. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not telling other people.
That's exactly what that moment was like for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, it's Melissa.
Tell her.
And then I'm like, oh, wait, I can't say that. I'm not supposed to say that. So, anyway. And it's not like anything important or anything. It's just.
But it's
it was a discussion.
Yeah, you just, it's hard.
But yeah, and you know, I have so many friends too, and like one that's really standing out right now is Nicole, mm-hmm. who like I wasn't the greatest friend to especially at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And she is just like the most forgiving friend ever.
Yeah, you've said that before.
Ugh. And so, like, if she wouldn't have made this commitment, right? Or, like, how it says a covenant that Jonathan made with David, we probably want to be friends right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we need to make an effort with each other to stick it out.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. And then our Bible study ladies.
Yeah. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I get closer to a couple of your friends, and it's just nice to have that Bible study. And we were just discussing, like, how we want to invite more people in, but mm-hmm. also keep it small, but let the Holy Spirit lead who's supposed to be at the next study. And, but you can't exclude the people you already had, because I love them all and I want mm-hmm. them. And it's like,
yeah,
how do you make your circle small, but still bring in everyone you love?
Yeah.
That you think needs it.
And I think, like, what you were saying, I'm like, yes, invite her then.
Yeah,
because you feel like that's what you're being
led. It's being put on my heart. I'm supposed to have her come. And if she says no, then it wasn't, then it was just my wanting. But maybe. I feel like it's on my heart.
But also, if it's on your heart, don't just let her just say no immediately. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't just be like, because maybe she's not listening to what she's supposed to do.
That's true.
So, yeah. Yeah. I think that's why we're here for each other. Yeah. See, that's another important thing about friends.
So this isn't about friends, but I kept looking for a verse to go with this. And this is the one that was brought to me earlier. And it's talking about what we opened with. So I'm going to go ahead and read it anyways. So this is actually Paul's testimony. And I think we can really relate to it. In 1 Timothy 1 on verse 12, I give thanks to Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, appointing me to this, to the ministry, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an arrogant man. But I received mercy because I acted out of ignorance in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed along with the faith of love that are in Christ Jesus. This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them. I just wanted to say that and get that out, even though we moved on about friends, because I feel like that was put on my heart. Like we were talking about things that are put on your heart to say, because that's how I feel. Like I thank God for strengthening us and letting us be able to do this podcast mm-hmm. and thinking that we were worthy enough for this ministry, because I was like, I don't know that I was ever a blast, maybe, but you know, I was definitely not walking with God, and we've both had that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really, it's really a blessing to us to be able to do it. I just feel very blessed that I'm able to do something so important.
Yeah.
Even though that seems like we're boasting about what we're doing. But at the same time, it's above us.
It totally is.
It's above us.
I find myself, though, I don't talk to many people about the podcast. And you've kind of made me think about that. Because we need to if we want people to hear what we're asking God to reveal to them. How are they going to hear it if I'm not telling them? But I'm like, I need to be humble.
Yeah. And there's a line there. It's not like, well, I am on a podcast. It's not that. I try to only bring it up when it, like, I'm not looking for ways to bring it up.
Right.
But what I don't try, I did, we were like, okay, I feel like we're talking about this podcast as if, like, listen to my podcast. But mm-hmm. at the same time, yes, do. Because then I want to share Jesus with you.
Yeah.
And I want to share the things that the Holy Spirit has laid on our hearts. I don't want to be the one who's like, I have this thing that God laid on my heart and I'm not going to share it with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when I bring it up, it makes sense to bring it up. Like that's it flowed in the conversation and it made me think of the podcast. It's not because I was like, where can I talk about this podcast?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know. And you don't sound like you're doing that, but it's just my paranoia.
Right, right. And I know. And it was mine too, because you know how many times I actually was like, I'm not going to say that. Or I'll be like, Christina and I were talking the other day and I get this look from people that I know watch it and like, yes, it was on the podcast. Like, they're like, we already know. We heard it.
Well, maybe, or they may not have heard it
maybe
yet.
Maybe not. But. Maybe that's just my, me feeling like, oh, should I shut up?
You know what I mean? Yes. I know, like, our flesh, like, we get into our own heads.
Yes.
For sure.
So definitely pray for us. Definitely. We always want to be out of the way. And that's the most important thing, is that we are out of the way and that we are saying what the Holy Spirit wants us to say, what God wants us to say.
Yeah.
And reaching the people that he wants us to reach. 12 countries now.
Yay.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. I would have never thought that.
I never came into this thinking it would like leave this area.
Right. It's like maybe people from our church or friends and family might listen to
it. And then their friends and stuff. I thought, oh, it would be awesome if like their friends started listening and maybe some of their friends started listening.
Yeah.
That was like that was my human vision.
Yeah. Like, but God is capable of so much more.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So. It's pretty awesome. So one of the things, like, I have major trouble making friends sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I definitely get in my own head a lot about it. And I was like, oh, I don't think they like me.
She just asked me this before we started recording. Anywho, go ahead.
Yeah. I get like that. And, you know, it's kind of a ridiculous thought.
I get like that, too, because you don't feel worthy of them.
Yeah. And you know what, though? Is like, to God, I am worthy, right?
Yeah.
So that's all that matters.
And they might not be the ones that are for you. Not everyone is for us.
Yeah.
And they're not for us in a way that they're going to support you. And they're not for you, as in God didn't put them out there for you. They're for someone else.
Yeah. So I guess just in thinking of that, like, if you're having trouble making friends,
mm-hmm.
like, being ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Here's one verse is Ephesians 4:32. It says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. And I feel like, yeah, if we're just kind to everyone
mm-hmm.
and we're behaving like Jesus
mm-hmm.
and how God wants us to be, those right people are going to come into our lives.
Yeah.
And just not to worry about it so much.
Yeah.
But.
And it's the same way that we talked about through the Bible study and in previous podcasts that, like, not everything is for us. And that includes your friends. Like, their lives are not for you. God didn't equip you for that. Well, those people are for other people, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to have enough time for everybody in the world and everybody at a church or whatever.
Yeah.
But. These other people over here, those are the ones for us.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that we dislike one another.
No.
It's just those aren't our people.
No.
And
sometimes we mistake what people are doing to be like, oh, they must not like me then. And it's like the devil in our ears, and especially us with social anxieties. Like, I don't, might not seem like I have social anxiety, but I do. It's more of like a... oh, crap, what'd I say? Don't say anything. Let me mask. Hurry up and mask.
Yeah.
Wait, you know. And so, you know, I did it to someone else and realized some of the people doing that to me are not, we were just talking about this beforehand. Some of the people that do that to me are not doing it in a hurtful way because I just did it. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, maybe that other person that did that to me the week before was on a mission too. Like I zoomed past someone at church during greeting and I was like, as I was halfway past them already, like, oh, I probably should have said hi to them and hugged them. I hope they're not mad at me as I speed raced to my mission as where I was going. But, yeah, it doesn't mean that, you know, those people don't love us or anything if they're not giving you that time.
Yeah. And I feel like we're opposites there because we both have anxiety, like major.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you talk more, maybe louder. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm like, I just don't talk or mm-hmm. I can't get a word in edgewise.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm like, like, that's literally how it goes.
And that's why I sometimes feel like I have to make myself, just like in real conversations, I have to make myself be quiet. And that's a lot of my anxiety is the loudness and stuff. It's like, I can't get my mouth to shut up. And I want her to have a chance. So I'm like, oh.
You always say that, though. You're always like, oh, I
steamrolled you.
Yeah. And sometimes you didn't. Sometimes you think you didn't. I'm like, no, I'm glad you said something because I don't know what I was saying.
Yeah. But yeah, that comes too with like we lose our train of thought or something. And I'm like, let me just step in really fast. And it might look like I was stepping on your feet, but really yeah. I was just coming in.
Oh, you let me just save me. It.
Yeah. Let me just save her. She's my little sister.
Yeah.
I said that the other day about you.
You did.
I forget what happened. I remember I was in the car and I said something about Christina and I was doing it in a way I was like, sometimes I forget that she's an adult now and I just think of her as my little sister for like just that split second. And sometimes I forget that we're not the same age because we are now. We are now, kind of.
I mean, there was a period of time where people kept thinking you were my little sister.
Because I'm immature.
I don't know if it was that.
I'm not, but... Sometimes I appear like goofy and she was like in a professional job and they're like, huh, she says she just looked older, but it's not true. I think it was just because I acted younger, according to them.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is what it was.
Okay, I'll let you be the one to say.
What, that I acted younger?
Yeah.
I did.
But, so you were saying you...
Well, Jesus isn't always accepted.
Exactly.
That's where it came in. I was like, why do I feel like I'm supposed to talk about Jesus being rejected? Yes,
that's exactly what I was thinking too since you were saying it. It did
come into play because this is before we just talked about that. Yeah. I didn't know what she was going to say. Okay, I love it when the Holy Spirit just talks through us and I know it's what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
Anyways, so in Matthew 13, starting at verse 53... And when Jesus had finished these parables, he went away from there. And coming to his hometown, he taught them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get his wisdom and his mighty works? Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all of these things?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household. And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief." Because he couldn't do the mighty works because they didn't believe. And so their faith wasn't there. And how did Jesus do healing is through faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so he couldn't heal because of their unbelief.
Yeah. And man, these people, he grew up around these people
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't believe that someone like them was the Messiah.
Or think about it. How many times have we seen it in this podcast standpoint? Like people looking at us like, you guys are going to do a podcast? Because they know us.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like kind of thing. Like some people give you that attitude or like, oh, what do you guys talk about? Like, mm-hmm. or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that sort of way. And it's just because they know us and they're thinking just little silly Melissa and meet Christina are going to do a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's funny that you say that because on the way here, I was like just thinking about this whole thing and how you kind of touched on that we got invited to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, so you know, talkie-talkie Melissa and church mouse Christina. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how are we going to do this, right?
Yeah, I know. You can't edit live. Like, I'm thinking, how am I going to keep my mouth shut? I need to get on medicine.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
I know.
But that's just it. People that think they know us, because this isn't us. This is above us.
Yeah.
And how many times do you think that, like, oh, so-and-so down the road, he thinks he's going to get an MBA contract? Like, he's from here. Like, everybody's from somewhere. And everybody that's famous, people knew them before they were famous. Mm. Or everyone that does big things. Like, you don't always know that they're the ones that are going to do those things. Yeah. Especially when the Holy Spirit is involved.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to say we're big things. We're not. We're not. And that's the whole thing. That's why it works. Because we are not. We're only speaking out of our lives and the things we've been through and the struggles we've been through. And it relates to you because we are no better than you.
Yeah. And I hope you know, like, I'm not, like, I love how you are. So don't quit being you. But I'm just saying,
not for everyone.
I just know these are our, what's the word? Like, how we view ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
These are the way we look at ourselves. Yeah. That's why I use that as an example.
Yeah.
And just like we said before, it's like God made us how we're supposed to be.
Yeah, fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah. So, I mean, keep on being us, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too, for sure. But I also think I should try medicine.
Yeah.
But don't let those things hold you down. Don't, if God's calling you to do something like this, like, it does make me feel like special because it's like, me, God?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not saying that in a boastful way. Not more special than you.
No, that's humble.
That is.
When you say me?
Yeah, what? I know. But I think God gives us that feeling of, yeah, to keep us humble.
Yeah.
You know, but just pray about it.
Yeah.
Look for your confirmations because you can do big things. Like, imagine if every Christian you knew was doing big things for God.
Yeah.
What kind of mountains we can move. And I'm not saying this is huge. See, the Holy Spirit just reeled me in again. It's like, you're not big.
Yeah, but I mean, he does say that having faith moves mountains.
Yeah.
And collectively as a church body, we should be doing that every day.
Yeah. So. Just listen to him because this isn't as hard to do as it seems. This isn't your thing probably, but what is your thing and does it seem bigger? This definitely seems bigger to us than what we thought we could do.
And when you say this isn't that hard, no, because God equips us every time we come to record. Because let me tell you,
it is hard.
On the way here, I was like, I have no idea what's going to even be, like, what are we even going to talk about? And is it going to come out right? Like, God, give us the words.
And I prayed. I took a shower right before I did this. And I was going to listen to the Bible. And I prayed over my phone, which was the Bible at the time, and said, God, I need you to lead me to what you need to be said. Because I just got done recording editing the one that we did the week before. Like, I was focused on that. And I'm sorry. And I need to know what you need me to say. I'm going to select something and I want it to stick out to me so that way I know. I want you to lead me to what you want us to say. And that is how we got a subject. And then she comes to me and she has the bits and pieces that fill it in. And to me, I'd rather that than us be equipped and have what we need to say on our own, because now we know this is what God wanted us to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to be the one that has the ability to do it. I want to be the one that is saying what God wants us to say. That's such a bigger, better feeling. Like, I don't want to know so much about the Bible that I'm just going to come and teach you.
Yeah. And we have to be able to relate this to our lives.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not working.
Yeah. Like it's not the same.
It's not the same. So we want to show people our imperfections and our trials and things that God has done for us in order to encourage others, help others, and show God through it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Just hope that you're blessed by it. And we saying this, we need your input and your encouragement. So if there's anything laid on your heart to say to us, please do.
Yeah. Please Even do. If you think it will be offensive.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hear that. I do. Kidding. I don't, but I do. Because
in a gentle way, please. Because yes, we're fragile. That's what we're asking. I'm just kidding.
So
will you pray for us?
I will. Dear Lord, just thank you for giving us this topic today to speak on, and just for it just fitting together with what one another had on our hearts. And Lord, just thank you for friends. Thank you for Carolyn. Thank you for just all the people that you put in our path. Lord, especially those who you put here for your good, to lead us towards you. And just like your word says, to spur one another on toward love. And just help us to always be discipling, always be telling others about you because of your goodness and what you've done in our lives. And that's how they'll see your light, Lord, is that they see in us what you have done. And just thank you for our families and that laughter there, Lord. And just help us to do better every day, and just give us the strength and courage to get through. And for everyone listening, Lord, just put those in their lives, that those people that they need, just to strengthen their faith, to give them faith, and to bring them to you, Lord. We thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You've been listening to Christians in the Gritty. This is Melissa
and Christina.